USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nevada's governor announced new coronavirus restrictions for his state as cases continue to rise. Starting Tuesday, bars and restaurants will cut down to 25% of normal capacity, and casinos and churches will be limited to 25% of their fire code capacity. Governor Steve Sisolak said he had made the move because the state was trending towards cases overwhelming hospitals and healthcare workers. The new restrictions will be in place for 3 weeks. At the G20 summit, the leaders of the largest economies in the world said that they would work to make sure there will be fair global access to coronavirus vaccines. In a statement, the leaders at the summit said the pandemic had had an unprecedented impact on the world, and they would spare no effort to ensure affordable and equitable access to vaccines, tests, and treatments for all people. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A Nebraska man has been arrested in connection with a shooting at an Omaha-area fast food restaurant that left two people dead. Police say they arrested 23-year-old Roberto Silva Jr. of Omaha on suspicion of homicide and arson in the Saturday attack. Authorities say they responded to a call about a possible truck bomb outside of the restaurant. When units arrived, they found a U-Haul truck that had been set on fire, and four of the restaurant's employees had been shot. Two later died at the hospital. President Trump's campaign has officially requested a vote recount in Georgia. A petition was delivered to Georgia's election officials on Saturday, a day after election results were certified in the state. Those results showed former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Trump by about 12,000 votes, with a margin of a quarter of a percent. That's within the half a percent margin where candidates in Georgia are allowed to request the recount. In a statement, the campaign said they continue to insist on an honest recount in Georgia, which has to include signature matching and other vital safeguards. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
There's a possible legal dust-up coming in the Wolverine State. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
On Friday, leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature met with President Trump in the White House at his invitation. Democratic AG of Michigan Dana Nessel caught wind of the meeting and said she is now conferring with election law experts on whether officials may have violated any state laws prohibiting them from engaging in bribery, perjury, or conspiracy. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley is crying foul.
I really object to the Michigan Attorney General and others who are suggesting that legislators could be criminally investigated for asking these questions or even meeting with President Trump. I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you're saying that if these legislators investigate these issues or raise objections, you could criminally investigate them and charge them. The media has been entirely silent on that. Just as with the harassment of lawyers, that goes to the integrity of our legal system, our legislative process. And no one should stay silent in the face of those types of destructive calls for criminal investigations.
And the Cincinnati Bengals fear they may have lost their standout rookie quarterback for the rest of the season. Joe Burrow was carted off the field Sunday in the third quarter of the Bengals' 20-9 loss to Washington. Initial reports say the Rookie of the Year candidate has torn the ACL in his left knee. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.